several weeks ago, a couple months ago. And we exchanged PMs for a while and talked about fantasies and fetishes and relationships, and we commiserated over recent heartaches, and eventually you sent me a photo, and I was hesitant to open it because I like the mystery sometimes. I like imagining what you look like, but I opened that photograph and my heart stopped. I had just recently described to someone the kind of man I liked, what I found attractive, and when I opened your photo, it was exactly what I had described. It was a very powerful moment. Eventually, we learned that we not only lived in the same state, but only an hour away from each other. And so we started talking about maybe meeting one day. But you had a lot going on in your life, and you were hesitant, and I was patient. And one day you finally said, yes, let's meet, and we made a date. And I got sick. And at this point, we had been texting on Skype. We'd never chatted on Skype, just texting, but we were texting every day, and you were such wonderful company. At that time, work was really slow for me, and I had a lot of time to play, but it's gotten busy now, and I don't hardly get to go online at all anymore, much less Skype. But that's neither here nor there, so I got sick, and we rescheduled our date. And you weren't feeling well. And you warned me that you may not be up for having sex. And I told you that I would be perfectly happy just to sit on your couch and cuddle and watch a movie. I hadn't done that in a very long time. So I made the drive to your place. And it was a horrible downpour. Horrible rain the whole way there, but I was so incredibly excited and so wet. So wet. I knew that sex wasn't guaranteed, that, you know, you had warned me you weren't really feeling well, so I hoped, but I tried to rein it in. And so I arrived, and it was the cutest thing. Our outfits matched. I was wearing a red sweater and a red plaid skirt and argyle tights and black patent leather pumps. And you were wearing a red cardigan over a plaid button-up shirt with khaki trousers. We weren't like an identical pair, but it was kind of funny how we matched. And you showed me in your home and introduced me to your dog, who promptly took up a spot beside you on the couch, playing chaperone. So you sat at one end of the couch and I sat at the other. And we chatted, and I felt so comfortable with you. And I started rubbing your feet. Oh my goodness, how you moaned. I was already wet, and I was even wetter. And then your dog moved, and I moved up beside you and started rubbing your chest and snuggling with you. The movie all but forgotten. We never even started the movie. And as I was rubbing your chest, I saw your cock twitching in your pants. And I suggested we go to your room so I could give the rest of your body a massage. And so we did. We went to your room and started undressing. I explained I didn't want to get massage oil on my skirt and sweater, and I'd brought a change of clothes just in case I wound up staying the night. So I changed out of my outfit into my comfy t-shirt and yoga pants, and you stripped down to your boxers. Or no, they were briefs. I told you to put a towel down on the bed to protect your sheets from the oil, and you did, and you laid down on your stomach, and I straddled you and warmed the oil in my hands and started rubbing your back, and you moaned, and you felt so nice under my hands. It felt so good to be so intimate, and I started grinding on your ass. And I moaned, and it felt so good. And after a while, I asked if you wanted me to massage your legs, and you said you did, that your calves had been really, really tight. And so I got off of you and turned around and straddled you again, this time facing your feet. And as I leaned forward, my clit rubbed against your ass. And I moaned, and it felt so good. And I massaged your calves. And finally, you started to turn over. And I raised myself up off of you. And you sat up behind me and wrapped your arms around me. And held both of my breasts in your hands and squeezed. And you bit down on my neck. And you pulled me back hard against you. Oh my God, it felt so good to feel that embrace. You turned me around in your arms and we kissed for the first time. Your mouth on mine. Our tongues twining, my hands twisting in your hair. You felt so good. I started biting your neck. You started biting mine. I was so wet and I was grinding against you. I ripped my shirt off and my bra. Press my breasts against you. It felt so good. And then we stopped and pulled away from each other, and I said you needed a shower. You needed to wash that oil off. And so we got in the shower together, and I washed you. And I washed between your legs and between your ass cheeks. Your cock. And we got out of the shower and I toweled you off. And we went back to your room. And you lay down on the bed. And I started sucking your cock. So clean from the shower. And so hard. And then started licking your balls. And under your balls. And in your ass. So clean. I just washed it. I'd washed it specifically planning to lick your ass. You were so wonderful. We had the most magnificent night. Fucking and sucking and kissing and you riding my ass, me riding your cock. And then, when we couldn't fuck any longer, you let me hold you. I was the big spoon and you were the little spoon, and we listened to beautiful music, and I petted you and stroked you, and held you in my arms and you held my hand. You held my hand the whole night. And it was the best feeling in the world. And I can't wait to see you again.